Again, I say good morning to everyone. God ain't this smarter this every Sunday morning. It reminds us of something great gonna happen. The reason I say that, everyone, we know the gospel. Every person, every single person upon the whole world like to hear a good news. We don't like to hear sad news. And the gospel always meant to bring good news. It's good news, why? Because there's power in the gospel. Power to transfer life from darkness to bring to light. Because that's why, that's what, let me just turn the Bible, just one verse. That's not really what I'm going to speak on. But I just want, like I always say, little appetite to boost the God. What I'm going to say. Lamentation, the book of Lamentation, chapter 3, verse 22. Lamentation 3:22. Read, it is of the Lord's mercy that we are not consumed. His compassion faileth not. Just digest that and think of yourself. Each and everyone, think of myself, yourself. The reason why we're here this morning, it is because of not any effort that we did, but because of the Lord's mercy, we are not consumed. Because he's a very compassionate God. And all in his compassion, he's a serious God. He's serious. Matthew 24:35. Don't do it. Matthew 24:35 tells us, heaven and earth will pass away, but his word shall not pass away. So, let's think of that. Now we're going to go in our message there right now. Before we, let's speak to the Lord in prayer. Father in heaven, we just want to thank you this morning that we could gather in this manner to hear your word. Because as you remind us in your word will continue to be a light unto our feet and a lamp unto our path. And everyone that believeth in your word, there is life in your word. Because Jesus Christ, your only son, came into this world not to condemn the world, but that the world through him can be saved. And he could say, I come that you might have life and that you might have it more abundantly. So, Heavenly Father, if there's any in our midst here right now that haven't got life, then we call on your Son, the Lord Jesus Christ, because in him there is life and there is salvation. We give you thanks, we give you praise, glory and honor to your most holy and precious name, the Lord Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen. There are four things. In this world, there is something that all of us have to face. We can't run away from it. No matter who you are, no matter what complexion, what country, what nation, what nationality, we must face it. And the word of God is true. Sometimes when we preach the word of God, people may say, well, you just put fear in my heart. Not fear, the word of God there to point us our wrong way, point the direction which we are heading to. Whether we head into a right direction or a wrong one. But the word of God always tells us that. My first text will take in Matthew chapter 25, verse 46. But the question I would like to, before I explain the verse, it tells us, if you should die today, where would your soul, where would you spend eternity? If you should die today, where would you spend eternity? Every one of us are here right now. Before we came here this morning, we left our home. We had a place. We slept last night, and we intend, we say, well, we come into service. We come into church this morning. We come here. But the fact is that if you die or I die right now, where your soul, where my soul going to be? I could only answer that question to myself, and you have to make it known to you. Or, it says, no one likes to think about death. But death comes to everyone. God tells us in his word, and as it is appointed unto man, once to die, but after this the judgment, Hebrews 9:22. Hebrews 9:27. There is an appointed date for each and every one of us. None of us don't know what date is, but it's there. It's there. Like Luke 19:10 tells us, for the Son of Man is come to seek and to save that which was lost. Are you lost? If you lost, the Lord Jesus Christ is seeking you. Why he's seeking you? Because he wants to make things right with you. He wants to settle the sin matter once and for all with you. It's all up to you. If you would say, Lord, I'm willing to surrender my life to you. Like I always say, God doesn't send no one to hell. And I always like to say that again. What you sow, that's what you reap. God is calling everyone. But it's all up to you. It's all up to me. If we take heed to the call of God. Like it says, continue. According to God's words, you will spend eternity in one or two places, either in heaven or in hell. And those shall go away into everlasting punishment if you live, if you forget God. Your destiny will be in hell. But there is good news for you. And they shall go into everlasting, but the righteous into life in heaven. That's why you call my good Matthew. Matthew 25:46. Then, secondly, every person born in this world inherited the sinful nature. I can't say I'm better than you. I can't point finger on you. And what about myself? Because in Psalms 51, it tells us, behold our sheep in iniquity. And in sin did my mother conceive me. We are born with a sinful nature. We all born with a sinful nature. What we use to dirt to clean our clothes when it's dirty. We use water. We use water. And sometimes we do sing that song. What can wash away my sin? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. What can make us whole again? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. Oh, precious is the fruit that cleanses and white as snow. No other fount I know. Nothing but the blood of Jesus. Since we know there is no remedy apart from the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ, why not come to the Lord Jesus Christ for cleansing? Why not come? Come to him. The Lord Jesus Christ will not turn you away. He will not. He says, come now, let us reason together, save the Lord. No matter what condition, no matter what situation you may be in, the Lord Jesus Christ will never say, you have sinned too much, but I can't do nothing for you. He said, come. Come. Because John 10:10 tells us, the devil come to kill, steal, and destroy. But I come, which is the Lord Jesus Christ, I come that you might have life, and you might have it more abundantly. There is abundant life in the Lord Jesus Christ. So, friend, if you haven't experienced life, there is life in the Lord Jesus Christ. Just come to him. Come to him. The reason I could tell you that, because I was once a lost sinner, wayward sinner, have no hope, thinking that what I do, I haven't killed, I haven't done nothing, because we think that not doing those things, I'm good. I am good. But all my righteousness, all my goodness, just feel in the presence of all, I feel filthy rags. But let me tell you what the gospel says, the word of God. John 1:12, it tells us, but as many as receive him, to them gave he power to become the Son of God. We may think that we are good, we are perfect, we better than that man, we better than that one, or we could do like the publican and the Pharisees that went to pray. The Pharisees prayed. He prayed. And I like the way he ended his prayer. I'll tell you the reason why. When he prayed, he said, I'm not like this one. All right? He couldn't be like this one, the publican, because the publican admit that he's a sinner. He had hardly opened his mouth. He smote on his breast and said, God, be merciful to me, a sinner. You see, the reason I say I like the way the Pharisees ended his prayer, because he never come to realize that he need a savior like the publican. He think he good. And many of us think that we could do live our life. We doesn't do it, hurt no one. We are just good. But if we so good, why God had to send his son, the Lord Jesus Christ, to die for you? Why? Jesus didn't die for his sin because he knew no sin. Isaiah reminds us, he was wounded for our transgression. He was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace was upon him, and with his stripes we are healed. Not by my stripe, because I can't do nothing to save myself. The Son of Man have power on earth to forgive sin. Only the Lord Jesus Christ that could forgive sin. Not me, not priest. No priest cannot forgive your sin. There is only one high priest, the Lord Jesus Christ. After he has purged our sin, it's done. It's finished. That's why he says, come unto me, all ye that labor on a heavy burden, and I will give you rest. There is rest in the Lord Jesus Christ. Unless we accept the Lord Jesus Christ as our Savior, we are hopeless, helpless, restless. Jesus Christ, God's Son, is the only source of rest. He alone, in Him alone, there's rest. And every, like I say, every person born in this world inherited a sinful nature. Then we could say, someone could say, how we could say that? How Brother Edmund could say that? The word of God prove it. Ephesians 2:3. And who by nature, the children of wrath, even our others. Ephesians 2:3. Then wherefore, as by one man sin entered into the world. Romans 5:12. Behold, I was shaped in iniquity. I'll quote that verse. Psalms 51:5. Then we have in Jeremiah 17:9. The heart, if we think that we can enter in the presence of God by our own doing, doing good, helping people, yes, it's good. But if we could, if I, for instance, can do all these things, so why Jesus, why God have to send his son, the Lord Jesus Christ, to die? Where I could save myself. But there in the book of Jeremiah 17:9, tells us the condition of man's heart. The heart is disputefully above all things. Then it's, when we go, it's a source of wickedness, all these things, just name it. Every bad thing that we can think of, it comes from the heart. It comes from the heart. Some certain domination says, like, when you eat pork, it defiling you. It doing this, it will prevent you. But I know those things haven't got, these things, pork haven't got nothing to do with the work of God. It cannot prevent anyone from going to heaven. What that prevents you and I from going to heaven is to disobey the word of God. When we disobey, when we've been disobedient to the word of God, refuse to acknowledge that there is no other one, there is no one else that could do for you and me what we cannot do for ourselves. Only the Lord Jesus Christ, God's Son, who paid the price to set you and I free. He that have the Son, John 3:46. He that have the Son have life. He that have not the Son shall not see life, but the wrath of God abideth on him. Life could only be found in the Lord Jesus Christ, because he's the giver of life. My friend, we have no guarantee how long we live upon the face of this earth. We have no guarantee. Sometimes we sing that song. Life at best is very brief. It's very nice. We like to sing. But it's not only sing the song, the meaning, how meaningful it means to us. Life at best is very brief, like a falling of a leaf, like a burning of a sheet being time. Fleeting days are telling fast, and thine will soon be cast, and the fatal line be passed. Be in time. Be in time. Be in time. While the voice of Jesus calls you, be in time. If in sin you longer wait, you might have no open view. But your cry be just too late. Be in time. And God's time is now. Behold, now is the accepted time. Behold, now is the day of salvation. Have no guarantee. We might not see tomorrow. Only the Lord holds the future. The future is not in my hand, nor in your hand. The only future you have is now. Come now. Come now. And Jesus reminded us in his word, him that cometh to me, I will in no wise cast out. Because if I had cast away, if God had cast me, I wouldn't be here today. A lot of us wouldn't be here today. You know why? Because Jesus is not a castaway savior. He is a receiving savior. That's why Luke 19:10, I've caught it already. Say, for the Son of Man is come to seek and to save that which was lost. Jesus is the only savior of the world. There is no one else. There is no other savior than the Lord Jesus Christ. Jesus alone can save. He alone. My friend, Jesus loves you. Jesus loves me. Because of his love, he demonstrates his love towards you and me. For God commanded his love towards us, in that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for you, Christ died for me. There is no other person, there is no one else that could save you. The Son of Man has power on earth to forgive sin. So if you die in your sin, do not linger in your sin. Do not live the life that pleases you and say no to the Lord Jesus Christ. There'll come a time when you will stand before the Lord Jesus Christ. You condemn yourself. Because right now, you could have the assurance of knowing that your sin can be forgiven. You can know it. Behold what manner of love that the Father has bestowed upon us, that we should be called the sons of God. Do you want to be called the Son of God? I'm sure everyone will say yes. But have you accepted the Lord Jesus Christ as your Savior? If you do not know him as your Savior, settle the sin matter once and for all with the Lord Jesus Christ. He says, come now. Come now. Say, behold, I stand at the door and knock. If anyone open unto me, I will come in. Jesus wants to come and sup with you. He wants to reason with you. He wants to wash your sin. Every one of us born a sinner. But there's a remedy for sin. The blood of the Lord Jesus Christ cleanses from all sins. Friend, God is waiting for you. God is waiting. Because Isaiah 49:22 says, look unto me and be saved, all ye end of the earth, for I am God, and there is none else. Isaiah 45:22. Look unto me, all ye end of the earth, for I am God, and there is none else. There is no other savior than the Lord Jesus Christ, God's Son, the Lord Jesus Christ. He alone can save. Friend, I want to leave you with 4 different things. 10 questions. I wrote it down. 10 questions, then you could finish. Search it for yourself. The first one, Romans 3:23, tells us, do you know God? Do you know that all have sin? Do you know that all have sin? We cannot run away from it. And there is a remedy for sin. Because every one of us is sick. You may say to yourself, how can Brother Edmund say I'm sick? I've never been to doctor. That's sick from creation. It's in the nature, sinful nature. We all are sick and we need a physician. And the greatest physician that we could ever meet with is the Lord Jesus Christ. There is no greater physician than the Lord Jesus Christ. Then secondly, you know that everyone needs a new birth. John 3:3. You could just write it down. I'm not going to adjust. Then thirdly, do you know that Christ died for your sin? It's 1 Corinthians 15:3. Then we have, do you know that salvation is a gift of God? Romans 6:23. Then we have, do you know that we can become child of God by receiving Christ as Savior? John 1:12. We have again, do you know that you are saved by your good? Do you know that you are not saved by your good works? Can good works save you without a Savior? Then, that one finding in Titus 3:5. That means no good works cannot save you. If good works could have saved me, God wouldn't have sent his son, the Lord Jesus Christ, to die. Because I could save myself. If I could swim, I don't need no one to taught me how to swim. Because I could swim. But we all under one condemnation. We all are sinners. Only Jesus Christ alone. He is righteous. There is none righteous. No, not one. Then, we have again, do you know that there is only one door to heaven? Just ask yourself, you could write it down and search it for yourself. People may say all kind of different of ideas. But just think of Noah's ark. How many doors that was in the ark? One door. And I'm sure many of us are here right now would say, if I was there during the time of Noah, I would have been the first one to enter the ark. I've said to. What about you? But there is no difference. John 10:9. Jesus says, I am the door. By me, if any man enter in, he shall be saved and shall go in and out and find pasture. So have you entered in the door? If you have not, please call upon the Lord Jesus Christ. Receive him. Then, ask, do you know that you can be cleansed from all sins through the blood of Christ? You're sick, you need a doctor. And the doctor is the Lord Jesus Christ. When he cleanses you, there is no way you will be able to seek again. Because Jesus Christ has the power on earth to forgive sins. So if you haven't realized, if you haven't come to a point to acknowledge that only Jesus that could save, call upon him. Call upon him. Call him. He will save you. He will save you now. Trust him. Trust him. He saved me. He could save you. Many of us, there's a lot of people, believers that get saved. We could say, like the word of God says, 2 Corinthians 5:17, if any man be in Christ, he's a new creature. All things are passed away, and behold, all things becomes new. So that's why we have to set our priority right now. Knowing that if God calls me before I walk out from the door, I say absent from the body is to be present with the Lord. So do you want to be with the Lord? We can only be with the Lord simply by obeying his word. Believe in the Lord Jesus Christ. Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and thou shalt be saved. Acts 16:31. Just believe. Believe. It's not any, you're not carrying a burden. It's just believe. Faith cometh by hearing, and by hearing of the word of God. So that's why I say the gospel means good news. Good news. Now, not only good news, it brings deliverance. It can deliver from darkness into light. And when the gospel put you in the light, you will live in the light forever. I am the light of the world. He that followeth me shall not walk in darkness, but shall walk in the light of light. Jesus Christ is the light of the world. There is no darkness in him. And since there is no darkness in the Lord Jesus Christ, I'm sure many of us have tried many things, physician and all. I'll tell you only one thing, one person you remain to try. Try the Lord Jesus Christ. Try him. He will never leave you, nor forsake you. He's not a castaway savior. He's a receiving savior. He received me. He could receive you also. He could receive you also. Please, try the Lord Jesus Christ. Try him. Trust him. Trust him now. Shall we bow our head in prayer? Oh God, Heavenly Father, we just want to thank you for your word. Lord, we pray that your word will not return on the void. Because that's why you send your word, Heavenly Father. You send your disciples. You say, go into the world and preach the gospel to all nations. The gospel, there is deliverance. There is hope. There is salvation. There is assurance in your word. Because no one, none cannot say, I accept the Lord Jesus Christ and I regret. We could only say, I received the Lord Jesus Christ. And it was too late. If I knew it was so sweet, I would have done it earlier. But Heavenly Father, your time is always now. We pray that your word will fall upon good ground. That if there's any in our midst here right now, but they will call upon your son, the Lord Jesus Christ, as blind Bartimaeus could say, thou, O God, thou son of David, have mercy on me. Because we know, Lord God, you are a merciful God. You are graceful, you are powerful, God. It is of your mercy we are not consumed. Your compassion faileth not. Great is your faithfulness. Oh, Father, we pray that you will take each and everyone for whom whatever activity we'll have after this session, we pray that all may be done according to your divine and holy will. Let your will be done as it pleaseth thee. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen.
Thank you, Brother Edmonds, for that message. We sang a hymn this morning, and the hymn was Softly and Tenderly. Jesus is calling for you and for me. See you on the portals. He's waiting and watching for you and for me. So if there's anyone who's here who doesn't know Jesus Christ as their personal Lord and Savior, we would just ask you to see any one of the brethren, myself, any one of the brethren, and we'd be happy to talk to you and show you from God's word how you can be saved. I would, after that wonderful gospel message, I'm going to ask everyone just to close their eyes and bow their heads for a few minutes, and just for a minute. I'm going to ask if anyone here, after hearing the praise team, after hearing the gospel message, if you'd like to come to know Jesus Christ as your personal Lord and Savior, you can just put your hand up and we'd be happy to talk to you afterward. Is there anyone here who would like to give their life to Christ this morning? Okay. All right. I don't see any hands. So we can close out. I'm going to ask Brother Lawrence to come up and just close us out in a word of prayer.
Oh, Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. We praise you, give you thanks one more for this opportunity for your gospel to be spread. We pray, O God, that for those people who have heard the word and hardened their heart, we pray, O God, that they will, in time, before it's too late, surrender their lives to you, even now as we pray. We thank you for your word, for your word is a lamp unto our feet, a light unto our path. We pray, God, that we'll continue to abide in your word. Even as we leave here, we ask for your blessings and your guidance. In Jesus' precious name, amen.